Let's start with Virat Kohli's ability to assess the conditions. He knew that the pitch was flat, bowling perhaps flatter. He had already got a start and he needed to convert it into a big one. So he just remodeled his game without compromising on his attacking instincts. Hit nothing in the air till he reached the three-figure mark. Even after that, he went aerial a couple of times, but he looked in complete control and command. Double century number 5 has come in style. Rohit Sharma at the other end had the platform set, but then he had a little bit to prove as well, because he was making a comeback into the Indian Test side and needed to score the runs to stake a claim for a spot in the playing 11 against South Africa. And he's just opened up a wonderful debate. Rahane hasn't got the runs in the three innings. Ashwin hasn't been scoring runs either. Saha got two opportunities in the first test match, didn't really capitalize. Pandya is not even playing the test series. So that will give you the temptation. That'll tempt you into playing Rohit Sharma in the first test match at number 6. And in fact, going in with 6 batsmen to start the series against South Africa. So Rohit's ton has done just that. Chateshwar Pujara has scored a century. Well, the patience, the loads of patience that he has allowed him to get to the three-figure mark. But the same patience, in my opinion, stopped him from converting that into a double century. While Virat Kohli was free-flowing at one end, Pujara was quite steady and slow to start with, and eventually got consumed by a ball that was quite decent, a Yorker from Shanaka. That one aspect of the game is something Chateshwar Pujara needs to work on, because if he were to convert a century into a double century, he would have had to follow the template that Virat Kohli follows, that is to accelerate.